Live stream. Our topic for tonight is addressing mental health in the black community. Addressing mental health in the black community. Let me first start off by saying, listen, I am not a doctor. I am not a clinician. I am just a brother who is that uses common sense and smart enough to do the research from sources that are prevalent and that are on point. So just let me just preface that, because I don't want you to I don't I want you to fact check me. Now, you can definitely go and fact check any of the things that I'm saying tonight, but I also want you to know that we're going to have a good time. Like I said, if you want to come on live with me tonight, just let me know, say it in the chats, and I will invite you on, and we will have a conversation. And once that time is over, the next person will get their chance to be in the chat. All right. So, first of all, in the city of Philadelphia, we are near 500 murders, and we still have a little, about 40 days left of this year. Knowing that anything from 50 to 100 more people could die. Let's just say if that would happen. Some of the things that I've been seeing in the news, and I'm not a big news watcher, but some of the things I've been seeing in the news, some of the things I've been noticing in society is not only is it sad, but these things are issues that daunt our community. These things are major issues, and we're seeing them more vivid in the black community than ever before. So, in tackling mental health in the black community, tackling mental health, addressing mental health, excuse me, in the black community, a few of the things we have to first recognize, a few of the things we have to understand is, what are some mental health things that we have issues with in our community? What are some of the mental health issues we have in our community? So first, we have to identify what are these things, because a lot of us possibly are operating in mental health or have mental health issues, and we fail to realize that we don't know that they're mental health because we're just going on about our everyday life. So, some of the things in the African American community when it comes to mental health, four types. These are six, seven, about seven. I'm gonna give y'all seven things for you to identify what is mental health. Now, some of y'all, if y'all, want to take notes or whatever the case may be, please do so. One of the main groups of mental health is mood disorder. Mood, when people go through mood swings, when an individual is happy in the morning and sad in the afternoon and ready to blow up a building by night, that is a mood disorder. Mood or bipolar, meaning that they mentally are not thinking on the right level as the day go by. Being bipolar is basically mean there's more than one person up here. It's more than one thing ticking up at the cuckoo clock. And we have to understand that some of the people, some of the stuff that we see in news is because some individuals are operating with these disorders in their life. So we have mood disorders such as depression. Depression, a lot of people now, there's a lot of people in our community, in the African American communities, are dealing with depression. How can you say, you have people that's, they rocking Balenciaga and they McLaren, Moncler down and they Gucci down and they fresh polo tees every day. You would say to yourself, how is that person, dealing with depression? because one of the signs of depression is an outward show to be accepted. A lot of people only doing this stuff because they want to be accepted, because when they close the door, when they close the door and they out of society and they're not in the visual of everybody, that's when they go through their darkest times. Now, I'm an individual. I don't think I've ever had a severe issue with depression, but I can say I was spoiled as a kid. And when I became a young adult and things, when things didn't go my way, I suffered with some kind of form of depression, because the depression stemmed from the fact that I didn't know how to take no. I didn't realize that no sometimes is the very thing that some of us build our mental strength on. See, a strong individual can take no and yes the same way. A lot of us can take no and yes the same way, like mentally, emotionally, you know, it may get us for a second, but we snap right out of it. You know, we have a lot of individuals dealing with not only depression, but they're dealing with bipolar disorders. These are just the first two. Now, I'm telling you, one of these is going to spark to someone and be like, wow, Aunt such and such is dealing with that. Wow, I've been a victim, or I deal with this myself. And, you know, this is the place where you're just supposed to be honest with yourself. Just be honest with yourself, because believe it or not, the mental health can kill you. It's one of the leading causes of death in the Black community. That's something I didn't even know. So, the next one is anxiety disorder. Anxiety disorder. How can you say anxiety? What's anxiety? When you're anxious, when you're nervous, when you're scared, when you are, you know, anxiety can fall under a lot of things. It's when hey, bro, when you dealing with anxiety. Have you ever, you know, it's funny because in the Black community, the only time we talk about this anxiety is when people smoke weed and they get anxious and things like that. But not knowing that there are people that's sober 24/7 that are dealing with anxiety issues. You know, that friend that has that issue and they just like, oh, you know, you like, yo, what's wrong with you? Why you tripping? Why you acting crazy? Because believe it or not, we don't know how to classify it. But technically what they're dealing with is anxiety issues. Anxiety is a part of mental health. Anxiety is a big part of mental health, people. And we have to realize that we have to learn. See, the thing is, we've been so used to masking everything. We've been so used to putting tape on everything. We've been so used to putting a whiteout on everything that sometimes we can be dealing with an illness and we don't know it in our community because we've made light of everything. You know, we've made light of everything. And now as adults, some of us don't know how to cope with life because we've always made light of these serious issues. So we have mood disorders. We have anxiety disorders. We have personality disorders. Now, that one is going to hurt because a lot of people on social media, and I know somebody ain't going to like this, but a lot of people on social media don't like being themselves. A lot of people on social media, and if you coming in here right now, please share this for me. Like I said, I'm not asking for no money or nothing like that, but if you come in, all I'm asking you to do is share this for me. So, a lot of people they're not happy with who they are. So what do they do? They take on the personality of another person. You know, they go on social media. I'm gonna read your comment in a minute, Kim. I'm just saying it. They go on social media, they find somebody, and then they emulate what they see. They emulate who they see and they become this other person because they're unhappy with who they are. All right, I'm gonna read a comment. Like I told y'all, we're gonna be engaging tonight. I got time today. So the generation before us never talked to us about mental health. which plays a huge role in how we govern ourselves today. Absolutely. Absolutely. See, and that's going back to the fact that I say we made light of everything and not knowing that some of these issues are going to affect us down the line. A lot of these issues that we deal with today is the fact that we just was told to keep pushing, keep going, keep moving, not knowing that we was dealing with these mental health issues because the generation before us was dealing with it and they didn't know how to classify it. The generation before that was dealing with mental health issues and they didn't know how to classify it. The generation before that was dealing with mental health issues and they didn't know how to classify it. Then the generation before that, back in the 50s and 60s, they weren't just dealing with mental health, but they was dealing with the situation of Jim Crow and all of that kind of stuff that built on the mental health issues that they was dealing with. But we didn't know how to classify it. So, like, I'm listen, everybody that's on here know, listen, I was raised in the projects, raised in the projects. And me being raised in the projects, one of the things that I had to learn how to cope with is being able to see a traumatic situation, and all my only response we had was, "Dad, that's messed up." Like, really think about that, y'all. Like think about some of the situations that we were brought up in, some of the situations that we were born into, or we had to survive, if you will, some of the situations, and we didn't even know how to respond to some of these things. Like, as a kid, I seen somebody get their head blew off before. And how do you just go out through life? Like, that never happened. We have mental health issues, and we have to learn how to start addressing this stuff. The next thing, psychiatric disorder. We have a this is what it say, psychiatric disorder. Now we getting into the mental. All right. Hold on. We cooking. I'm just making sure I got these definitions for y'all. All right. Psychiatric or schizophrenia. How many people do we know are schizophrenic? If you know somebody that's schizophrenic, hit the like button right now. If now that I'm telling you what this is, I bet you somebody just popped up in your head. Hit the like button right now, or put a one in the comments. All right, we have another comment. It says from Shanice. It says a lot of things was not talked about. She said a lot of things was not talked about whenever it happened. Then she also said most of the women from my era was molested and nothing done about it. It caused mental health problems. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was some situations and some things that a lot of us had to deal with. Family members, our mothers, even some of our fathers, you know, even was dealt with some stuff, you know, like she just said, a very important, targeting thing, molestation. As I became an adult and I found out how many people that I actually knew, actually been in contact with, people that, you know, I have gone throughout my day with, and, you know, and was very close friends with, probably still am, that was molested or dealt with that type of situation. These things cause mental health issues. All right, here go one. Listen, here go one that I can contest to. Eating disorder. Eating disorder. Eating disorder is a mental health issue. And in our community, we think that's just you just being greedy. No, eating, some people don't have no control over what they eat. See, some people ain't gonna like this one. Some people, some of us don't have no control over what, you know, we just love to eat. We just have to eat. And it's a reality. Listen, don't nobody on here love a good grub just as much as me. Listen, I loves a good grub. You understand what I'm saying? But some people have no control over what they eat. I remember when I was, and I'm gonna be transparent. I remember being, when I was larger, I was a snacker. Like, I didn't have to eat a whole meal. Like, I would go get a Chinese platter and I would eat half now and half later because I just, I got full fast. But the fact of the matter is, like, yo, I would go raid the refrigerator, raid the kitchen in the middle of the night. If I woke up, man, it's a wrap. I would wake up. And I will go to that refrigerator, go to that kitchen, and it's going down. If I had some ice cream in there, and this is how I knew how I had an eating disorder. Because you know how some people, you can go get a thing of Breyers ice cream, and you just really want a couple spoonfuls. You understand what I'm saying? You just want to go get a few spoonfuls or whatever, and you satisfied. Back in the day, not me, I had to eat the whole thing. And it was almost like it was a challenge, and not a challenge to nobody else. I was the only nigga in the house. It was a challenge to myself, almost like I wouldn't be satisfied until it was gone. That's an eating disorder. That is an eating disorder. You know, y'all got that. You got that cousin or that family member. I'm sorry, I had a bump on my head. You got that. You know. You got that family member or that friend who just can't stay out the refrigerator, or you know, they might order some food and then 15 minutes later they want to eat something else. Mara, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then where we come from, it's just a reality. It's just a reality because a lot of times we grew up in places that we didn't know where our next was coming from. We didn't know where our next was coming from. And then if we didn't know where our next was coming from, we had to eat enough that we can survive. It's almost like a lion in the wild. When a lion hunt, see, a lion don't hunt every day. They hunt when they hungry. And when they hunt, they eat until they get capacitated and go to sleep. Look it up in Nat Geo or Discovery. So, eating disorder. The next one is trauma-related disorders, such as post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, if any of y'all on here was born and raised in a project or in the middle of a hood, y'all hit a one in the comments, because all of us that was born and raised or raised in the hood or had to live in an unconventional situation or some of us that had to be, you know, some of us who had to become adults before we was even in our teens, you know, some of us had to become the parent. Some of us had to figure out a way for our younger siblings to survive. We had to figure that out. Some of us, I mean, that's not my testimony, but I've seen it. I mean, I got friends that was their life. They had to. I'm sorry, y'all. Something keep going in my eye. But the reality of it is we all, listen, not even, okay, listen, let's bring it up to a little more of a relevant situation, more prevalent. COVID-19 is probably going to cause more post-traumatic stress syndrome than the war in Iraq. You want to know how, see, we're so used to playing things off when you come from the hood that it, listen, where I grew up at, it could be gunshots right when we walking down the street. We will run. And when we knew we was in safety, the first thing we did was laugh, or we didn't just laugh. We figured oh man, that's messed up. But we brushed it off our shoulders because it was just another part of the day. Am I lying or am I right? If any of you ever grew up in the hood, been around gunfire, been around, you know, people getting hit up or whatever the case is. None of my man Lamar Sanders said none of that was normal. It wasn't normal. And then you as a child that don't even know how to process life yet. You as a kid, a teenager, an adolescent that didn't even understand what processing life was about yet, had to go through that. All right, I'm gonna keep going through this. The last one, remember I said I'm gonna give y'all about seven, and the next one is substance abuse disorder. Now, if my wife was on here, she would love that one because that's the field my wife work in. Substance abuse disorder. You know, we didn't know that friend of ours that was popping pills or smoking weed at the age of 13. We just thought it was another day. We thought it was kind of normal, but in all actuality, that wasn't normal. Like what? Yo, why are you trying to escape reality that bad? Why are you trying to get away from your everyday life that bad? Why do you think that? Why is it that? What is it that's going on in your life that you gotta escape the realism, or you gotta escape being here in this moment, enjoying the moment? You gotta be so high out your mind that you don't even know what's happening right now. See, why is it that you got to escape your reality? Life should be good right now. Life should be peaches and cream, even though it ain't. What is it about your reality that you can't deal with it on a normal basis? That's the type of stuff we deal with in the black community. That's the type of stuff we deal with growing up in the communities that we from. All right. So now I'm going to ask y'all some questions, right? And this is just dealing with this. So now I gave y'all a handful of them. I'm sure it was one or two of them that y'all might have been like, dang, I didn't even know that was an issue for real. Because when I did my studying, now I'm on college universities, Columbia University, Yale, I'm Stanford. I'm in these places, I'm Googling and I'm searching, you know, because that's what these places do. They do researches and studies in these universities to find out demographically and you know, about different areas and different things. That's how they outsource who they going to bring into their universities. Anyway. And listen, this is I'm getting ready. I want to start asking y'all questions, so y'all can either answer it in the comments, or like I said, if y'all want to come on live with me and you ain't shy to answer one of these questions, like I said, I'm gonna give you 1 or 2 minutes to cook, and then you know me, we take it from there. You understand what I'm saying? Absolutely. So the first question I pose to the group is, how does the things you see every day affect your mental health? Now, I'm not just talking about today or yesterday or last week. How has the things you've seen throughout your life? I'm in my 30s. I've seen a lot. How does the things that you've seen throughout your day-to-day life affect your mental health? Like, come on, be gangster. Say something in the comments, y'all. Like, let's engage. Let's chop it up about this. Marissa said, it's what you take it. Can you explain that more, or was that a typo, Marissa? Like what is it? You understand what I'm saying? Like, sometimes we see things that are so detrimental. Think about it, right? Okay. I'm gonna show y'all it's crazy out here. I'm gonna show y'all it's crazy out here, right? And for me, it made me a better person. Absolutely. Some of the stuff. Now, listen, I'm about to get ready to show y'all something, right? I'm getting ready to show y'all something. And I want, this is going to show y'all that it's mental. We have mental health issues in our communities. I'm going to show y'all we got mental. Like the stuff that goes on. The stuff that goes on in the community. Hold on. I got some people that are saying it. All right. All right. Bay Outlaw said, seeing the witnessing racism from a young age has shaped my point of POV, which is point of view, of all the attacks I see in my lifetime. Today, by police and citizens and AA people. I don't know what AA people is. All right. Shanice Washington said, I am so sick about what I seen and heard and I have done. The most is turning and looking the other way. When I could have helped, that ain't right to do. But I have done. All right. Lamar said, with the F. Yeah, that's how I felt about that. Marie said, it showed me what not to do. I'm 35 and never smoked. Absolutely. Oh, all right, babe. AA was African American, y'all. And Shanice said, and the real problem is us as black people don't think black, don't do no mess like this. Yes, blacks do. Absolutely. We have to be intentional and accountable to ourselves all the time. The worst is it gets, the most desensitized we become to it. Honestly, we should be mentally messed up in our state and condition as a culture. Shaking my head. But everybody just want to be strong and independent, not realizing it takes a village. Absolutely, Kane. To be both economically and mentally stable in order to help change our fate in the system, in this system. Listen, like, after seeing that, it's beyond for me. I can't, like that right there just shows you that we are dealing with some mad stuff. We are dealing with some crazy stuff out here. So let me ask y'all this. Is it generational? All right, I got you, Maurice. I'll send it to you. Is it generational, the issues that we go through, or is it cultural? Because when I was younger, and I'm going to just be transparent, that kind of stuff, I typically thought it was black people didn't do that. I actually thought black people did not do that kind of stuff. King, let's go. Let's get it, brother. Let's listen. If you want to listen, listen, this is the Starting the Pot podcast. If you want to get on here to stir the pot up, let's go. All you got to do is tell me to bring you on. Like I told anybody, y'all want to say something, or y'all have a point of view about something, let me know. I'll bring you on. Are we really starting the pot tonight? Because we can go there. Can we talk about the church and its negative impact on the mental health in our community? Absolutely. Absolutely, because I'm not going to lie. I am a firm believer in God, but some places and some parts of the church have falsely advertised some things. God didn't, but some of the people that handled that God's story didn't do well with it. So let's go. So our next question, and this is something I need y'all to believe, right? Because I'm going to break this down for y'all. What we have to understand is no one is coming to help us when it comes to mental health, right? And what we have to understand is these companies and these large organizations in the world are actually benefiting on our mental health without giving us help. Okay, how can you say that? Shai says some things are just personal. Very true. So listen to this next point I'm about to read to y'all. This is going to shock some of y'all, and then I'm going to break it down and let y'all see it from where I'm getting it from. So I wrote down, tech companies are making big money on our mental health. How do I know this? You see the Apple Watch? There's an app in there called Mindfulness. It's called the Mindfulness app. Now, I don't know about all y'all, whatever the case is, but I'm deep diving into investing into things like crypto and all of that kind of stuff. Different companies and different things like that, right? So one day during my research, I stumbled upon, you know, and this is going to shock y'all. So, you know, I'm trying to like figure out what I can invest in so I can be a few steps ahead of the game. Don't y'all know? See, people think Apple is just going to be, into phones. And some people think Apple is going to be the next record label because, you know, people put their app music on Apple Music and stuff like that. But something I stumbled on, believe it or not, is if anybody that has an Apple Watch or ever had an Apple Watch, have you ever noticed that it takes a lot of interest into your health? It takes a lot of interest into your health perspective instead of just worrying about, you know, your data and, you know, what's going on with your phone and social apps and things like that, right? So Apple is not only worrying about your heart, your health, it's worrying about your mental. You know why? Because they're creating something called the metaverse. Not Apple, but all these companies, they're going to put it together where it's going to be an augmented reality. And all this data over the years, Apple Watches have been out for what? Maybe 10 years probably? So all these years, each iteration, they had this is number 7. This is the new Apple Watch. They had the 7th iteration. So let's say like 10 years worth of gathering data. Do you know that it's a possibility? You know how we got Keystone Health, Health Partners. Did you know that you might be getting your health insurance from Apple one day? Listen, we cooking with grease. I'm gonna go ahead and put it out there. Absolutely, Mar. Facts. Tobacco companies, liquor stores, etc. Can't forget about pharmaceuticals. Absolutely. K, King said, prisoners are making the most off our mental health. Off our mental health. You know how many prisoners should be in a psych ward? Absolutely. Or hospital and not in prisons? Probably 40% of the population. They know what they're doing. Absolutely. Now, I'm telling y'all. Now, listen, y'all know I'm not just going to get on here and just talk no nonsense, because I'm the main one to say, hey, go fact check me, baby. Go search and research this stuff. But listen, each one of these I get, they get better and better with tracking your health, your heart rate, listen, it's this thing tells me all day long. It make me go through these little 1 minute segments, right? So in mindfulness, it tells you to sit down, relax your mind, and think about a time. Listen, here, this is the caveat. Think about a time that you overcame something dramatic. And it sends you there. It tells you to sit there because it wants to track what your body is doing when you're conquering something or when you're not. They're trying to get it together for the metaverse. I'm telling you, listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I am not about the conspiracies and all of that extra stuff. But I ain't no fool either. But come on, that might be a little too deep for some people. That might be a little, you know. Yo, but y'all think, listen, these phones can track how long you be on them. Don't worry about no privacy. Privacy is a wrap. Don't worry about that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't worry about privacy. Big Brother know everything you do. Trust me. All right. A came, absolutely. Hold on, I'm sorry. Mar said, no, you're right. My mother-in-law, Dr. Michelle, said, do you believe mental illness causes people to get high? Or do you believe getting high caused mental illness? I actually think that is situational, because I know people who have done both, Mom. So you have a group of individuals that are going to get high and is going to cause mental illness. And then, just like I read it, the definition of it earlier about, you know, the substance abuse of mental health. And then you got a group of individuals who are going to not only get high, no, that's going to get high to cope with the mental issues that they're dealing with. It works both ways. It works both ways. So technically, it all depends on maybe the outlook or the individual's mental capacity. Because think about it. Individuals that, and I'm not talking about nobody in particular, but a lot of individuals who get high, not only weed, but coke, heroin, and all that kind of different stuff, they already have addictive personalities. They already have addictive personalities. So y'all gonna make me deep dive into this thing. They already have addictive personalities. Now listen, when I was in the world doing what I used to do, one trait that each and every last one of my customers had is they had an addictive personality. So, you know, even the Bible say you'll know them by their fruit. So you can tell by individual, how an individual is if they're going to be one that's, you know, that could find themselves getting high. All right. King said, I'm all about conspiracies. Come talk to me. Absolutely. Lamar said, my joint tell me to drink. Well, absolutely. These watches, I'm telling you, Apple is going to be our healthcare provider in the future. So I'm predicting it. I'm predicting it now. No, y'all got this information on the Stirring the Pot podcast. By 2035, Apple going to be your new healthcare provider. Sophia Nicole said, no, the metaverse is real. It's dope. You're touching this subject. Thank you, Sophia. Now, you know, I mean, this could just be the, not a downfall, but this could just be the issue with me always being that person that's Googling everything and doing research. Mom, to your answer, Lamar Sanders said both. Absolutely. I'd have to totally agree. So like I said, the tech companies, they making this money off of your health. And guess what? They so smart about it that the research that they would normally have to put millions and millions, even maybe a billion into, no, they got you to go out, buy the $700 watch, and that the data that's going through the watch, they getting that for free. It's capitalism. I'm telling you, capitalism. And they capitalize with us more than any other community. All right, let's keep cooking. Shani said, we doing it for them. Absolutely. Lamar said, no doubt. All right, let's keep cooking. My next point, this is the third point. My next point is Columbia University did a study that say 20% of black adults in the African-American communities will more than likely experience serious, not minor, not low end, serious mental health problems. 20%. Now think about it. Now when you're talking about the population of blacks in the world, 20% is actually a big number. We make up a certain percentage of the world's population. So 20% of us, imagine how many millions of us that is. I didn't write all the numbers down because them statistics are starting getting me to go even deeper. But 20% of us are going to experience a serious, like I said, you know, it's levels to this. It's levels to this. King said, that's surprisingly low considering all our culture has endured. Now, King, you got to think about it, right? This study might be, listen, they're talking about adults. So this study could have been taking place in adolescents and kids. These numbers from Columbia University, y'all can Google this, y'all can fact check it. And in these numbers, this study was done not this year. If I'm not mistaken, this study was done in 2019. But imagine that. Imagine if you had 100 family members. 20% of them are going to have a serious mental health issue. It's high when you think of it. When you play with them numbers, you'll see those percentages. Listen, a company could get in business with you in over a 5-year span, only profit 2%, and that's considered high in business. So 20%. So think about it in that aspect, and that's the way I looked at it. So in business, if I get in business with somebody and Mara said, yeah, way too much. Thanksgiving will be a nut house. Absolutely. All right. Come on. We're gonna keep rocking. All right. So here's the fourth point. That same study from Columbia University says that now hear these numbers out. I'm gonna break it down. And y'all swallow it however y'all can. Y'all take the pill however y'all can. That same study says, Lamar Sanders, yeah, that's why I stay away from family. All right. That same study says that black communities make up 12% of the Earth's population. Remember that. These numbers is going to play a part in this next statement. That same study says that black communities, we make up 12% of the population. All right, we're going to stay in the USA. I'm sorry. We are 40% of the homeless population. Hear me out. We are 40% of the homeless population. We are 50% of the prison population. 50% of the prison's populations. And we are 45, and 45% of us starts our life in the foster care system. These numbers are very dangerous when it comes to our mental health. Research shows that exposure to violence, incarceration, and the involvement in foster care systems can increase the chances of developing a mental illness. Consequently, the Black community in particular is a significantly increased risk of developing mental health issues. Did y'all hear that? If y'all got that last point, put a one in the comments. If that last point, Mar, them numbers is daunting. Like somebody from my hood would say, that's a bad job. That is a bad situation. That is a bad situation. You know what? We're gonna change our banner. Cause I don't like them numbers either. I don't like them numbers. And what we have to realize is them numbers dictate a lot in our communities. So come on, what do y'all have to say about them numbers? I know I can't be the only one listen, those numbers are, Mom, absolutely. My mother-in-law said very scared. Those numbers are scary. Listen, y'all put a two in the comment if y'all want me to read this again. Put a two in the comments if y'all want me to read this again. Because listen, I was shocked. I said, are you serious? See, when you start breaking them numbers down, things start getting a little bit more serious. I'm going to read it anyway. All right, my brother Maurice said, yeah, read it again. All right, that same study says that Black communities make up 12% of the population in the U.S. We are 40% of the homeless population. We are 50% of the prison's population, and 45% of us will start life in the foster care system. These numbers are very dangerous when it comes to mental health issues. Research shows that the exposure to violence, incarceration, and the involvement in the foster care system increases the chances of developing a mental health issue. Consequently, the Black community is a significantly higher increased risk of developing a mental health issue. Listen, it's dangerous. Then we have to listen, when you start seeing some of this stuff, listen, this absolutely. My mother-in-law says she knows about the prison system, so she can verify what I'm saying. My sister Sonia Bryant said, those numbers are accurate. Just turn on the news any given day. Well, thank you. I'm glad people know on here. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm playing my eyes. I'm glad people know on here that I ain't just spitting no stuff just to be saying it. And if my mother-in-law or my sister, and like I said, anybody that want to come on live with me to give an opinion, because I'm gonna ask a question at the end of this, and I want to see what y'all think. You know, this platform is not just about what I think or whatever. It's actually to get us thinking. Keem said, no. Don't turn on the news. LOL. They have their own agenda in those programs by, but yeah, those close enough to accurate. Absolutely. All right. The next thing says that studies show okay, all right. But we will go to prison for having a gun. All right, my mother-in-law said, but we will go to prison for having a gun, and others can kill with a gun and go home. Listen, that is a trauma, Mom. That is a trauma, and that builds on that mental health issue. Listen, can you imagine? Just imagine that in society one can get away with something that another can't, and then the other that can't get away with it have to still figure out how to survive and how to go about that life, knowing that the cards are not in their favor. That will call. Just imagine if any of us on here go to a casino, and we already know that we could put $1,000 on the table, and then the Caucasian could put $1,000 on the table, and we have to automatically already know that the cards are not in our favor. Don't you know what that would do to you mentally? That you have to really think that, wow, we both got the same amount of money, but the reality of it is this individual stands a better chance on walking away with their money compared to me walking away with mine. Like, that will really do a number on somebody mentally. Now, listen to this. Absolutely. And this is actually going into that privilege. Studies show that in predominantly Caucasian communities, mental health treatment is offered. Hear me. Hear this. In predominantly Caucasian communities, mental health treatment is offered. But when in a Black community, the patient has to ask for that same help. What do y'all have to say about that? Now at this point, I'm just waiting for somebody to come on with me. In predominantly Caucasian communities, absolutely, nobody is coming to save us. So, you know, we just can't say, nothing is ever offered, because, you know, they're going to look at us like, well, you know, why somebody got to offer something to you? Why somebody got to offer you? You already know how it goes when it comes to us. So now in our communities, we have to not only is it jacked up that we have to go seeking the help when we know our counterparts are being offered the help. I want to ask y'all a question, right? My sister said, facts. I've been in one 17 years now. Keem said, what the hell they need mental health treatment for? Lamar said, nobody's coming to help us. You said that already. Lamar also said, for not being first in line at Starbucks. There you go. My mother-in-law said, I know this is not a Christian show, but I know we have to pray and believe God to save us and save each other. Absolutely. Maurice Tillery said, why not move out of the community? Can you expound on that just a little bit more, Maurice? Shanice said, I heard that in the medical field that we are separated by race. That's how they do us. Absolutely. Sonya said it's offered in school. So how, you know, and I want some of y'all to answer this. Y'all can answer it in the comments, like I said, or y'all can come on live, or y'all can come on live with me. How does that last statement make y'all feel? How does that last statement make y'all feel? The fact that you pay the same taxes, the fact that, you know, you don't get no, you know, you don't get no break when you being pulled over by the cops. You got to go through a traumatic experience dealing with the law enforcement officers. Horrible. Kim said, we really need our own. Absolutely. We really need our own. Our own jobs, our own land, and our system to govern us. Absolutely. We need to go back, head, and give them what they want, which is to be left the hell alone. Absolutely. Absolutely. I remember the rapper Akon said to people that, you know, we could go to Africa and just start over. We have all the resources. We have all the money we need to make our own kind of utopia to kind of start things over. But, you know, it's a saying back in the day that somebody said, and I forget if they ever stated the source, but it's like one of them old Negro sayings. And it was, the saying said that black people think white people ice is colder. Black people, and to be honest, what they said was niggas think white people ice is colder. I mean, Reese, the reality of it is, you know, everybody is not going to have the resources to move, you know what I mean? Like, move out of the state. Everybody is not going to have the resources to move to a different state, you know, to a great community and, you know, start fresh or start in that manner. So we can't depend on that being the only answer, because we have some individuals that the ball just didn't fall that way for them. Kim, absolutely. I would agree. I mean, it's a system that some of us have to play in to until things get better. Heard that before? Yes, we do. We had our own and they burned it down. Rosewood, Black Wall Street, absolutely. So let me ask y'all this. And they're actually trying to do this. And I forget exactly where it's at, where a group of investment dudes bought like a whole little town or whatever. But how many of us, say if it was let's say we put our money together and we go buy Texas, right? We go buy Texas and we tell the country that, hey, listen, we want to be governed alone. To be totally honest with you, we can't. Listen, it's not going to happen in this country. So let's just say we go buy our own little country or whatever. We want to be left alone. We do what we do. And that's the way it go. The question is, how many of us will really be satisfied with that? Or do y'all think that some of these issues are going to follow us to that other country? King said, we don't need to tell them. We can just go do it and go to war when it comes, when the time comes. Maurice Tilly said, still not going to work. Blacks can't work together. Shanice says, everything we think is about us. The law, the justice system, etc., are made for them. Our first mistake is we think we equal. We are not. Absolute. I say it all the time. This system is not conditioned or made for people who look like us. It's just a reality. My mother-in-law said, we as a whole don't trust each other. Very true. That's a very, very true statement, Dr. Pugh. I say it all the time. We have no stick-to-itiveness. We will not stick together to save our lives. We will not stick together. We will not stick together. And I'm not going to start talking about some of the stuff that I believe because, you know, listen. And I'm going to be honest. We are not, if it came down to a civil war, and I'm going to just be honest. If it came down to a civil war and things got bad where it was like a racial war, blacks versus, you know, everybody for themselves. Do y'all know that we would probably be the first people eradicated? And I know that's going to make some of y'all mad. But the reality of it is, we won't be the first ones to be eradicated because we don't produce anything. You know what? Not 90%, but like maybe, I think maybe 50% of us, believe it or not, as much as killing is done in our neighborhoods with guns, 50% of us probably don't even own a gun. Then, if 50% of us that let's say the 50% of us that do, probably 25 to 40% of that don't even have enough ammunition to arm them guns long enough for a battle. My mother-in-law said, we don't have guns, we got Gucci. Absolutely. Absolutely. King said, we don't have to buy one, fam. We need to take back the one we were already birthed on. What do you mean by that, King? I don't. I am scared, but I will protect me and mine. Absolutely, Shy. Absolutely. So we got about 15 minutes to cook. If you dare, somebody, King trying to go to King about the revolution. King, like, this revolution will be televised, baby. King is like, this revolution will be televised. Like I said, we got 15 minutes. Now, stop being shy, not shy, but stop being shy and come on here and go, let's go live. Who's coming on live with me? If you want to come on live with me, put a two in the comments and I'll send you your invite. We got 15 minutes and we're going to finish cooking up. Like, I really want to see what y'all think. Like I want you, when you come on live, I just want you to say in about 2 or 3 minutes, what do you think would be the best move for us as a people? Absolutely. Absolutely. Come on, don't be scared. All right. We got one. Hold on 1 second. All right, we about to bring one person on. Come on, if you want to come on live, I sent you an invite. Just go ahead in your inbox and accept it and stuff. It's pretty simple. Very true. Hey, Ma Cleola. Love you, baby. I'm waiting for my guest to come on. I don't know what's taking us so long. I would love for my mother-in-law to come on. She's a wealth of knowledge. Shy, you gotta connect your mic before you can add. You see? Connect your mic. You gotta connect your mic before I can bring you on. Ma Cleola, the topic is mental health in the black community. Mental health in the black community. Try it again. Sorry for the delay, y'all. Just try it again. Hold on 1 second, y'all. I'm gonna put this invite out. Oh, okay. Sorry. Hey, Aunt Sharon, how you doing, sweetheart? All right. So so everybody being shy tonight, and I'm not, no pun intended, shy. Everybody being shy tonight, and don't nobody want to come on live. I don't know why it won't let you shy. Yeah, I don't understand why it's not letting you do it. I have no idea. So the thing is, and I mean, if my guy Lamar is still on here, I would love to hear from him if he feel like it. If not, I understand. My mother-in-law, my sister Sonia, all these smart people. Come on, stop playing. Stop playing and come on and get on here. Come on and get on here and talk about what you think as a community will help us, you know, that will help us to basically you know, base what we should do as a community, you know, what we should do as a community to progress, to help ourselves to eradicate the mental health illnesses that we have. Come on, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Absolutely. My cousin Billy hit me up in the thing. All right, Slime, here it come. Oh, I'm gonna bring a good friend of mine's up, and we gonna listen. We just gonna talk. I understand, Reese. I understand. Hold on, just give it a minute, y'all. We bringing somebody on. Sometimes it take a little bit of time to bring a person on. You coming on, Lamar? Is my brother Kanif still on here? Let me see. I don't know what's going on, why it's not letting them come on. Well, listen, right? Here's the thing. And this is what I want everybody to kind of take from this live tonight, right? What we have to realize is why it's not letting you on the platform, R? It's all good, brother. If you can't, if it's not letting you, don't worry about it. But here's the thing, right? We all have to start taking some accountability for our community's sake, you know, for the stuff that's happening. Like, did y'all hear about the girl who was unpacking her baby shower gifts and got her brains? They didn't just shoot this girl. They if I'm not mistaken, the news says she got shot umpteen. They let go umpteen times. It's all good, Mar. They got shot. She got shot. They said that it was 13 or 14, something like that, bullets that were shot. They didn't just shoot this girl in her head. They shot this girl in her stomach also. Like what is going on out here? Like, am I the only one that's messed up about that? Like, am I the only one that is crazy? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And, you know, like, it's just ridiculous, yo. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And You know, like it's like where do we go from here? Like what's like do we not like it's really it really messed me up. I can't even speak about it. Like it's a sad shame. Like all my fellas that's on here, that could be any of us. Like that could it could be any of us. Like do we realize that? Very true. We got to learn to love again. Listen. I urge everybody that's on here to start, listen, do your own research. Don't let nobody feed you anything without the ability of you checking it. Because you can find yourself following something or being a part of something that's mentally jacking you up. Like, absolutely. Like, as a culture, we're moving backwards. As a culture, we're moving backwards. We're killing all our community leaders. It's no reason why, it's no reason why a person, a pregnant woman, should have to think about death. There's no reason why a person that could be getting ready to have a child can be executed. It's no reason. It's I, you know, listen, I don't live by, I'm sorry, but I don't live by street code anymore. And you know, even when I was in the streets, I had issues with people. But that issue would never spill over to their family members or they cousins, or they sisters or they mom or dad. You know, you seen a person that you had issues with, the code was you still speak to that person's parents. Not because it's just out of a form of respect, because that same respect need to be given the other way. Kim, ask, listen. Kim, I said that, bro. I said that when all the riots and all that kind of stuff was happening, I said like how is it that we're so free with killing each other? We get mad when cops kill us, but y'all don't say nothing when Raheem and Boo Boo kill each other. Oh, they crucified me. They was upset with me. I was every Uncle Tom in the book. But no, like y'all, we should feel the same way. Listen, if a cop went up in somebody's house right now and blew their brains out and it made national news, then the same that same energy need to be put in to what's going on now. Like when you see two dudes in your neighborhood going at it, that same energy. We need to be marching and causing a ruckus when two dudes from our community, two melanated brothers killing each other. Point blank. We need the same energy all the way across the board. And people can be mad at me all they want to. That's how I feel. That's just what it is. But listen, man. This have been a topic that we're going to revisit this. We are going to revisit this. Gary, I say the same thing all the time. People get mad and say it's not the same. It's still murder. I said the same thing. They talk about it's not the same thing because when two black dudes kill each other, somebody going to jail and the cops get off free. Nah, but y'all don't care. Y'all can see it happening. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It don't matter. Y'all ain't, they ain't saying nothing. I don't care. But listen, right? I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Stirring the Pot podcast. This is our live iteration that takes place every single Monday night. tonight was a topic that, you know, we need to. Oh, listen, we definitely, I'm sorry, I'm reading the comments too. King, we definitely going to get our next episode, cuz, definitely. But like I was saying, this is the Starting the Pot podcast. This is a place where you can come with the controversial topics. If you have an issue with community, culture, faith, belief, whatever, this is where we tackle it at. Relationship, listen, we got some spicy episodes coming up. You understand what I'm saying? We got some spicy shows coming up. We're going to be deep diving into some relationship stuff. We're going to be dealing with some things that's neighborhood related, hood related, you know, just everything. You know, we're going to be dealing with some sex, listen, all kinds of stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is a place where I just want people to come and be able to get they things that they might be thinking, or they feel like they might be trapped. This is the place you come. Put it on the board. Put it in the pot, and we're going to stir it up. Listen, I need everybody on here. If you are not subscribed to the Stirring the Pot podcast, I need you to go. I need you to go. I'm going to make sure it's in my profile. It's in my, you know, link in the description. You know, all the vixens say that. So I get to say that today. I'm going to make sure the link is in the description for you. I need y'all to go and subscribe and like the podcast on the podcast platform. Listen, I drop episodes all the time on there. It's different episodes talking about different things. And it's audio. You can listen to it while you're in the gym. You can listen to it while you're at work. You can listen to it while you're driving home or whatever. Trust me, the topics are good. And we're having some good times. And we're creating this. And we're creating this for it to be something that our people and what we can relate to. Listen, this place is not to offend nobody, but it's to get everybody and anybody to think differently. This is the Stirring the Pot podcast. If you have any questions, if you need answers to something, listen, hit me up in my inbox. Hit me, y'all have more, y'all more than welcome to hit me up. And guess what? We're going to get at it. You understand what I'm saying? So listen, I thank you all. I appreciate you all for tuning in to the Stirring the Pot podcast. Listen, there's some people out here that's heated with me right now. A couple of these episodes then got some people panties in the bunch. And it's cool because guess what? They ain't going to come say nothing or do nothing. So, because they know better. But anyway, this is the Stirring the Pot podcast. I love you all. Y'all be safe. And y'all have a good night. Like I said, if you got any questions or you need instructions or something, hit me up in the inbox and I'll make sure we get you taken care of. All right. I love you all. Be safe. Peace.